There's so much richness in these passages this morning. Jesus unpacking, revealing, showing forth the truth of the truth and what is real freedom. So 2,000 years ago, he was trying to clarify those terms, and here we are 2,000 years later, and there's still much confusion about what these words mean, about what is true and what does it mean to be free. So our Lenten journey should bring us closer to the heart of Jesus, the heart of God our Father, and to the heart of truth and real freedom. An interesting observation, I don't know exactly how deep this means, but Jesus is speaking to the Jews who believed in him. And then a few verses later it says, "But you are trying to kill me." So oftentimes, especially in our Protestant-heavy world, belief is all we need to go to heaven. But even those who believed in Jesus were trying to kill him. So our life with Christ must be more than just a simple belief. The transformation of our heart, the changing of our lives, a truly surrender to God's will. As we had in the opening prayer yesterday, we prayed for the grace to persevere in holy obedience. And we get the opposite today about sin and slavery to sin and how it takes us away. And how these men in the gospel were so confident in their standing, but yet Christ was able to point out to them the error of their ways. And this is as the heart of our own hearts as disciples, as we encounter the truth of Jesus, which sometimes is a harsh truth, a difficult truth. It brings us out of our self-assuredness, of our preconceived ideas of how things can be, how things should be, as we surrender to the revelation of God the Father through Jesus. And so we pray that we can become true sons and daughters of God the Father, and not our preconceived ideas of how things should be. I mean, Hopefully we know the historical reality that the Romans were occupying Jerusalem at this time. And yet they can still say, we've been a slave of no one. We've been completely free. But they're under a foreign occupation, a foreign government occupying their land. And they're being governed harshly by them. And so our own self-assuredness, our own sin can blind us to the reality of our life. That we need Jesus to break us out of that. And Daniel, from the first reading from the book of Daniel, the confidence that these three young men had. I don't care what you do to me. I'm not going to worship your God. You can go ahead and kill me right now if you want to. Like, I'm not going to change my mind about who is God and what he deserves of my life. And if he wants to save me, he will. But if not, I still won't serve your idol. What if Christians, what if Catholics had that same conviction today? How different would our world be? How different would our church be if everyone who claims to follow Christ, who claims to be Catholic, were this confident in our beliefs? And we won't worship the false gods of the woke political culture. We won't try to change the church teachings to make it nice for the people out there. But we would stand firm. The firm in the truth of Jesus Christ. And if you have the Magnificat, or if you looked at the readings, the passage starts with verse 14, and the last verse we have is 95, and we skip a lot of those verses from this chapter 3 of Daniel. And the first big chunk that we skip is their prayer, the three young men praying to God, acknowledging their sin, acknowledging him as God, and God responds to that by saving them in the midst of that fire. Then the rest of that long prayer, which we had some of it in the responsorial psalm, is they're praising God and how they're calling for the whole world, all of creation, to praise God. They're still in the fire. And yet they're praising God because of their faith, their confidence, and their trust. Hopefully, as Lent has stripped us more and more of our attachments to this world, an attachment to our own way of seeing things, in the midst of the storms that we are certainly facing today, whether globally or personally, that our faith in God will grow stronger and stronger. And even in the midst of the storms, we can praise God Almighty. Because He is truth. Truth isn't just something, it's someone. And as we continue to obey Him, surrender to Him, this is the only path to freedom.